Yes, I admit. I have a buddy who's a Wolverine, and he's a pretty good guy. Greg Dooley from mvictors.com on the other end of our line. Twice in 1 week. Uh-oh. Hey, Greg, how you doing, buddy?
Hondo, can you believe? It's upon us.
Do you realize?
Big game. I can't believe it. I'm so excited.
Think about this one now. We are literally 20 hours, 54 minutes, and about 13 seconds away from you guys having lost three in a row.
You know, I think it's a judgment day of sorts. I do. I really think there's more on the line for Michigan and Rich Rod. And, you know, I posted the other day, you know, I really think the future of this team and the program is kind of in the balance here. It may be a little overstated depending on what happens the rest of the year, but this is a huge game. This is huge here, and you can feel it with the fans and the calls and the emails and all that good stuff. I'm sure you're feeling it up there.
Yeah, we are. Now, I want to ask you, I mentioned something to you today when we were talking off the air, and again, I don't want you to hesitate to disagree with me if you truly feel this way, because but I didn't really get your opinion. I said, and again, I have been honest, I think Michigan State wins this game, but I think it could go either way. I do not see a blowout like so many are predicting. But I think a loss by Michigan State, they can still have a great season. If Michigan loses, I don't believe they can, and I'm going to explain why. Not because they can't go on and beat everyone that's left on their schedule, but because that Michigan fan base and the way they are, and I respect them for it, by the way. I respect them that they have high demands. That Michigan fan base is not going to tolerate 3 years in a row losing to Michigan State. Am I wrong in my assessment of this game and how it affects both schools, in your opinion?
I can say, yeah, I think you're right about State. I think State could recover from this because it's a road game. Losing three times in a row to Michigan State isn't something that's going to be forgotten. Would a win or two over Iowa and Wisconsin make it feel a little better? Maybe, but not really. Would a win over Ohio State on the road make a lot of people forget it?
Yes.
A few, but it'll still linger, believe me, Hondo. So, no, I don't think the season's ruined, but I think you've got a whole different dynamic to the season if Michigan loses this game.
Now, for you, what's been the mood around the Wolverine Nation this week? I really want to hear. What has it been like? I know you've done a ton of radio shows. I have. But what's the mood in the D?
Real excited about the game, of course. Really pumped. Everyone's really proud of Denard and the team. I think the Sensible fans are, you know, I think from the Michigan fans' perspective, trying to wonder, is this really a great Michigan State defense or you know, a really challenging defense we're going to face? We're going to find out. And on the other side, you know, is Michigan's defense as bad as it's shown? Can they play a little better? And then, of course, it all comes back to Denard. I mean, you don't have a talk about this game without mentioning Denard. And what's he going to do? Is he going to continue this? In what form? Is he going to put up another 400 yards? Yeah, it's excitement. And I tell you, and a lot of people have acknowledged him. And some don't want to. Some still want to stick to, well, it's all about Ohio State. Well, this year it's not. And that's a fact. And you can tell by the way people talk whether they'll admit that or not. This year, it's really about this game, I tell you.
Talking to Greg Dooley from mvictors.com, let me just tell you, if you really want to read a good site, if you're a college football fan, go check out mvictors.com. You guys have. You've emailed me back. We've read several of your emails. Thank you for going and checking it out. It is a good site. Greg, now the question that I want to ask, I want to get to a little bit of a different perspective for you. I know we talked earlier in the week. You've got a chance to hear things out of practice. How are things going there? Your take now on this game. Where do you think this game goes? What are you predicting?
You know, I'm sticking to what I had. I hear very little. I hear little snippets of things. I heard you know, Fitzgerald Toussaint's not going to play. It looks like Mike Shaw, the running back, is going to play. So that's good news. I give Michigan a slight edge, and Hondo, that's, you know, I try to say, hey, is that just a Michigan fan speaking? Because I, you know, if you poll people, it sounds like Michigan State fans feel great and Michigan fans feel great. And I can see that, you know, if this game were played in Spartan Stadium, I'd probably give State the edge. But I think Michigan's, you know, going to edge them out. I think they're going to be able to put up points. And I think I mentioned on your show when I was on earlier, you know, somewhere around 40, 42, 38, 42, 35, somewhere around there. Just as you, but you know, Hondo, could see anything happening there. I could see anything happening there tomorrow, and that's That's, I think, why everyone's really, if you really got down to it, why everyone's so excited about this game.
You know, you just hit a good point. And the thing that I like about Greg, and I think that I'm the same way, is just like last week with Wisconsin, I wasn't afraid to predict. I thought they were going to win. I think Mark D'Antonio at the last minute not appearing actually helped Michigan State emotionally. But, Greg, the thing that I like about Michigan, and I want to talk about this because this is not about football. This is about people. Man, do they come any better than Denard Robinson? What a great kid.
He's wonderful and, you know, so humble, truly humble.
Yep.
You know, not affected, certainly not yet, by all the incredible things that are being said about him around the country. And he's just great, and he's the kind of guy you root for. And I think it really comes down to that. You know, we don't sit down with Denard and play video games and you know, have dinner with him. You know, we see him in press conferences. We see him in practice and engaging with his friends. And we get stories, sure. But from everything you hear, from top to bottom, it just seems like he's just a wonderful, well-grounded, well-raised kid he loves what he does. He's a phenomenal athlete, and he's real humble about it. And it makes a lot of people proud. And again, we've seen people who haven't been like that. And when you see someone who's excelling like this in the field and doing what he's doing and acting this way, it's cool to watch, that's for sure.
You know, I've said many times, I like to see good people do well. And at the end of the day, am I a Michigan State fan? Absolutely, unequivocally. But I like to see good people do well, and he's a good kid.
Absolutely, and I know you've got a bunch of great kids, you know, on that team. I hear a little bit about Keyshawn Martin. We've all seen what he does on the field, but I know, and you know a lot of these guys. I know you've got a lot of great stories on Michigan State's team as well.
Yeah, great people. All right, now let's change the subject. One of the things that I think makes this week so exciting, in my opinion, is the fact that both teams come into this with a realistic shot of winning it. I mean, let's be quite frank. I have always said in this game you throw out the record because weird things happen in rivalry games, and I believe that. But you know and I know there are a lot of games that are played between these two that walking in, you know, one team doesn't have a shot over the other. In fairness, a lot of the times in the past, it was Michigan who Michigan State fans went in hoping and praying. They went in knowing. And now all of a sudden, I think the fact that both teams can point to realistic reasons why they win, both fan bases can point to, hey, here's a reason why I think we take it, and the other team's fans, if they're honest, have to say, yeah, that's a good point. I think it just makes it even better this week. I think this, in my opinion, Greg, is great for the state of Michigan.
Well, it's because each team is measured. We're measuring ourselves against each other, and if you look at the local news, over the last few years and before that, you'd have little things on the radio, of course, and things like that, but you know, this game is being covered everywhere, and there are cameras everywhere, and, you know, I just think that's a testament to the competitiveness of the game. That's what it's coming down to, and, yeah, it makes it better, Hondo. I mean, come on. Yeah, I mean, how excited are the people up there in East Lansing?
They are so – you know, here's the funny thing, and I'll tell you this. They're fired up, but nothing like Michigan fans. I'm going to be very frank. Michigan fans – no, I'm going to be very frank and give Michigan fans a lot of credit. Michigan State fans are like, yeah, I think we're going to win this one, but you're not seeing a lot of the smack talk. And again, I have not run into any Wolverines, it doesn't mean there isn't, who have been disrespectful. I've gotten a lot of funny email, a lot of great email. But they're the ones out there really, I think they sense, okay, there's a chance of exercising the, you know, the last 2 years this one. I think they're more excited about it. Maybe I'm completely wrong. What's your feel?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's that feeling. There's a feeling. We're on the brink here of something. Either way, right? And then, you know, I think there's some apprehension just because of the way the defense has performed and the way the team performed last year after that quick start. People remember that stuff. They want to forget about it, and they want this thing to work really bad. Not only for guys like Denard, but for, you know, I while there's still some you know, a good population of folks that are against Rodriguez, I think people want to see this thing work and get this guy in there and give him a chance. And tomorrow we're gonna find out a lot, I think.
Yeah, I think we're gonna see a lot. All right, last question for you, Greg. By the way, I want you to know I have your book. I bought you a book, a Michigan's history of Michigan State book, and I've had several people email me and ask, then please make sure I point out to you, which I had before, Michigan State had the wing helmet first. I'm not going to circle it in your book, but please find it. That's all I ask from you, brother.
I've seen photos, and I can't wait to see the one in the book. And Hondo, I will, if you bring that book tomorrow, I will absolutely do a post on it and show what's in there. I got to check it out, I guess. I got to read what they say. I do consider myself an amateur historian, so in doing so, I'll make sure I check my facts out, right?
Well, you know, one thing I don't... Well, let me just tell you, Greg. One thing I don't let people do on this show is come in and flame on people and disrespect people, and calling yourself an amateur is really a slam on the work you do. Listen, you do a great job. And I want you to know that with all sincerity of heart, you do an awesome job. I wish Michigan State had something like that. This book is kind of like your website, but you really do a great job. Michigan is fortunate to have somebody in the media like you, buddy.
Thanks. I do it for fun, and it's turned into more than a hobby, you know, just being involved a little closer to the team, and that's really all I wanted, and I do it when I want to, and folks like Sam Webb, I do some writing for him and a little tiny work on the radio, and I love calling up people like you, Hondo, so thanks for supporting me.
All right, buddy. You do a great job. I'll see you tomorrow. Remember, come find me. I got your book.
Go Blue.
I come bearing a present.
All right, Hondo. We'll
all right,
see
you. That is a great... Greg Dooley from mvictors.com, the best Michigan site.